You're listening to SBS News.
A group of young Afghan women are learning to defend themselves by training in Taekwondo. As the Taliban relentlessly expand their territory, women in the country fear for their survival. While the Taliban claims it's changed its views on women's rights to education, most are reluctant to believe it. Most of these students have survived blasts near their schools.
How scared are you about going to school?
I'm scared a lot. Whenever I leave my house, I'm scared because we don't know if we'll come back alive.
In northern Afghanistan, district after district has fallen to the Taliban. In just the last 2 days, more than 1,000 Afghan soldiers have fled across the border into Tajikistan. The Taliban has been growing stronger since mid-April, when US President Joe Biden announced the withdrawal of US and NATO soldiers, most of whom have now departed quietly. After 20 years of military presence, American troops left Bagram Air Base by shutting off the electricity and slipping away at night without notifying the base's new Afghan commander. But Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the turnover wasn't conducted in a vacuum.
Obviously, for operational security reasons, we didn't go into the exact hour at which all U.S. forces would leave Bagram. Again, as I said from the outset, we have had to operate under the assumption that this drawdown could be contested at any time.
Mr. Kirby says the departure was coordinated with Afghan leaders and security forces, with final conversations taking place 48 hours prior. While the US will continue to support Afghanistan, he says its counterterrorism efforts will now be from a distance.
We have spent a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of resources in improving the competency and the capability of the Afghan National Security Forces, and now it's their turn. It's their time to defend their people, defend their territory, defend their sovereignty. And it's going to be up to them now to do the work of the security forces for that particular country.
Despite bringing their military home, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. has every intention of maintaining an ongoing presence in Kabul.
That includes security assistance, that includes humanitarian assistance, and that includes over-the-horizon capacity to ensure that we are working to address any threats that we face. That will continue, and we intend to have a presence on the ground in our embassy there in Kabul.
But the surge of the Taliban in northern Afghanistan has prompted some countries to close their consulates in the region, including Germany, Turkey, and Russia, whose diplomats have already left the country. The consulates of Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, India, and Pakistan have reportedly reduced their services. While former Afghan President Hamid Karzai is also calling for an end to the fighting, he is critical of what the US has achieved.
The West must explain to us the presence of Daesh in Afghanistan. It emerged during the US presence in Afghanistan in the name of fight against extremism and terrorism. So they have failed.
The Taliban say they are planning to present a written peace proposal to the Afghan government as soon as next month, after renewing months-old peace talks in Qatar last week. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. supports the intra-Afghan dialogue.
It is absolutely true that a political solution is the only way, again, to achieve that just and durable outcome that all parties want. And all parties seem to understand is the only end to 40 years of conflict. It's also true, again, that any government that comes to power at the barrel of a gun through force is not one that will have popular support. It is not one that will accrue assistance from the international community. It is not one that will have international legitimacy. And for all those reasons, it is almost certainly not one that will have durability.
But in Afghanistan, the local army are preparing for life without the presence of international forces.
If Taliban not accept peace, we will fight with them.
Okay. You're ready for this?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Ahmad Massoud is the son of Afghan commander Ahmad Shah Massoud, who was assassinated by Al-Qaeda 2 days before the 9/11 attacks in the US. He's been rallying support in the rocky terrain of northern Afghanistan to stop the Taliban takeover. And he says thousands of men are ready to back him.
They're going to fight for democracy as we speak today. They're going to fight for the rights of the people. They're going to fight for the rights of women. And they're going to fight for many other values that we cherished and we love and we achieved in the past 2-3 decades. So these are the things that they're ready to defend.
Human rights activist Fatima is using a false name to protect her safety. Since the U.S. began withdrawing its troops, she says she's been receiving messages from the Taliban.
I feel extremely abandoned. And not only that, I'm in danger. My kids are in danger now, you know? They came behind my daughter and they sent me messages through the phone and they got in touch with me in many different ways. So it's the lives of my children and myself, especially my kids at this point. They won't leave us alive.
Nadine Silva, SBS News.